Duty. Duty is another part of the exhibition. We understand it as a set of obligations imposed on children, both individually by the family or community, and systematically by the state. Looking at the artifacts that illustrate the duties of our characters, we will certainly notice that their number decreases spectacularly from generation to generation. Today's children do not have to work, helping on the field or on the farm. They do not perform hard physical work, and are certainly not treated as the labor force necessary to support the family. This change is the result of economic and social development. In the generation of Janek or Hania, a non-working child was treated as a freeloader, and the duties imposed on them in early childhood were a preparation for future social roles. Hence the work while grazing animals, taking care of younger siblings, and farm tasks that require the use of tools intended for adults, such as chopping firewood or cooking meals. The childhood of the oldest characters of our exhibition goes from task to task, and attending school is a privilege and an expression of parental concern. The reports of peasants' diaries concerning Pashonka and the reality of children in working-class families can be learned from the recordings available on islands A3 and B3. Children's duties in Andrzej's time are different. Although the change mainly concerns children living in the city, their responsibilities are limited to school and help with household chores, such as shopping and cleaning. The same is true for Magda, who is younger than Andrzej, whose tasks include doing homework, watering flowers, and taking care of domestic animals. However, these duties are not hard work, as was the case with Janek and Hania, but rather a way of upbringing by imposing appropriate tasks. And what obligations do our youngest protagonist, whose childhood still lasts, have? In our opinion, they are diametrically opposed to what their parents were supposed to do. The development of technology, which improves the quality of life in many areas, also relieves adults of their duties. The main duty of children is education and self-development, not only at school, but also in extracurricular activities, the offer of which is huge today. Often, however, these additional tasks of our children satisfy not their needs, but our ambitions as adults.